Each Tuesday before 2 p.m. we do a little segment called How to Write. And today, how to write about art. I'm joined by Kirsten Lacey, Director of the Auckland Art Gallery. Hi there, Kirsten.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. We thought we might look particularly at the art that you put on the labels next to your artworks at Auckland Art Gallery. How do you approach these labels?
Well, firstly, we always try and write in a way that's going to draw people into the work and be easy to pick up and understand and connect with viewers and give them a little bit of extra information that may not be at first evident or obvious just by looking at the work itself.
There's that old saying, a picture paints a thousand words, is that it?
Paints a thousand words, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Is it a fool's errand to try and write about art?
Well, look, I think it can be a challenge to reduce things to a small number of words. But when you're setting out to write and you really start to look at a work, you probably already know something about it. You're bringing to the act of looking knowledge that you began to gain from really beginning in primary school when you start making art, and it creates a scaffold of information and knowledge in your mind when you start to look at a work. So we always encourage writers when they're writing about work to start first with looking. You know, don't run off and start doing research, but look, think, and more importantly, feel. In some ways, feeling is just as important as analytical thinking when you come to writing about art. And, you know, generally it's more interesting for a reader to read a text that conveys the feeling of a work, one that kind of conjures ideas and thoughts and feelings up for the viewer. And so we encourage writers to come at a work as a viewer, as a first-time looker, and to really engage deeply in understanding what's there in the first instance. So avoiding art speak is really important for us at the Auckland Art Gallery, making sure that people can actually access the ideas that we're wanting to share and encourage viewers to look actively and think for themselves about how work's making them feel.
So a combination of raw feelings and first impressions, but then I presume context is important as well. Help me understand something about the artist and what might have been going on outside of the frame.
Well, certainly that's part of it. I mean, it's always interesting to know what an artist intended. And in a way, though, the meaning that you as a viewer make from the work is just as significant as perhaps what the maker may have wanted you to see. And in fact, we often find artists resist the idea that they might consolidate and rivet down meaning in their work. They want us, in fact, to be questioning ourselves and bringing our full selves to the experience of engaging with the work. But yes, I mean, context is important, but meaning is fluid and it's not necessarily fixed. So we come to the act of looking and writing about art with our perspective and, you know, always thinking about what is the experience you bring to the work and are you coming with a receptive mind and a willingness to kind of dive in?
We've just got a few seconds to mention the Michelle Whitecliffe Art Writing Prize. Just 10 or 20 seconds, if you can, Kirsten, on what this is all about.
Yeah, so we've created the writing prize because it's difficult to get starting, and anyone who knows, it's difficult to get your work published. This is a prize which Michelle is funding, and it's being judged by an international judge, Charles Darwin, who's been for many years the art critic in the London.
I'm going to jump in, Kirsten. I'll pick up with some more details after 2 p.m.